clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, second part of our discussion, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Are we living in a post-constitutional America? We'll let you pick it up right where you left off, sir.
Okay, talk about war. In our Constitution, only Congress can declare war. Actually, during the Washington administration, when war broke out again between France and Britain, George Washington immediately declared United States neutrality. And Congress, some of the Congress pushed back and says, excuse me, Mr. President, that's not your decision. That's our decision to declare neutrality. In other words, they didn't even think that you could do that at all. And Jefferson, who was the Secretary of State, and others, you know, they wanted, they just wanted commerce. They wanted to pretty much stay out of wars. Okay. Now we've got, and this is true, this part is true. You hear libertarians say this a lot, and it's true. We've got a warfare state. I mean, it was Eisenhower talked about the industrialized military complex. I mean, we've got huge companies whose business is war. And so when war breaks out, business is profitable. That is true. That is true. Only Congress can declare war. We're living in a time now, however, that we're not going to declare war. We'd never declare war. We'd never even fire a shot if we lived strictly by that. Now, and by the way, this has been going on. Now, this didn't start with President Trump. This goes way back. I would argue you can go back to Truman. It goes way, way, way back. Every president wanted, and to some measure did, do what they thought was best for the country. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less. During the Nixon administration, he was president with the ongoing Vietnam War. 1973, Congress says we've got to reassert congressional authority. That's called the War Powers Resolution of 1973. So it's a federal law enacted over President Nixon's veto. He vetoed it, which basically says that the president can't take us to war. In other words, and here's the president must. Here's some things what this said. The president must consult with Congress in every possible instance before introducing armed forces into hostilities. You're supposed to talk to let the Congress know before you do anything. A 48-hour notification. The president must submit a formal report to Congress within 48 hours of deploying troops into conflict zones, or does that include bombing? There are so many questions. A 60-day limit. Troops must be withdrawn within 60 days. With an optional 30-day extension for safe withdrawal, unless Congress declares war, explicitly authorizing the action or extends the deadline. So, all the presidents, every president since 73 says that's not constitutional. This has never been tested in the courts. And they've kind of, it becomes a political hassle for presidents, because almost entirely, you know, today, who's against the conflict in Iran? Obviously, the left is. The Democrats are. And by the way, to me, yeah, we're in a war. This is a war. I know. We don't have boots on the ground. It's not. I mean, during the Vietnam War, there's someone to call it a police action. We don't call it the Vietnam police action. It was a war. It was a war. The Persian Gulf War. Now, we did get some congressional authority in the Persian Gulf War, and we got some in Iraq, 2003. We did get Congress authorized the president used force. It wasn't exactly a declaration of war, but see, that's how far we've gone. But he did, you know, was empowered to use force. But I'm not sure that either, I'm not sure that if the 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush, or the 43rd, George W. Bush, would have done it anyway, had they not gotten congressional approval. They would have found some sort of loophole in the war, resolution, in the War Powers Act, that they could have done it. Now, I don't like it, but that is the way that is. And some of our friends on our right, the libertarian friends, they'll say, look, this is unconstitutional war. If I were in Congress, I wouldn't be for it, but I'd vote against it. But if Congress voted for it, I would support it if Congress says it. But obviously it's unconstitutional, therefore I'm against it. And my argument to them is this: we live in the here and now. We've drifted so far from the intent of the framers that we got to do what we got to do right now. We've got to do what we've got to do. I think it was last summer that President Trump bombed with these big bunker-busting bombs Iran and tried to take out their nuclear capability. Did he have congressional authority? No, but he says, this is a threat, I'm going to do it. And he did it. And what's happened here, what happened in Venezuela, he did what he did. Now, you could argue that was a police action, because we did just go in there and arrest one guy. Okay, you could argue that, okay. But we did send the military in to do that. And then recently, with the war in Iran, we just did it without congressional approval. Now, the Congress is trying to push back and say, oh, you got to have our approval.
Well, on that point, okay. Pastor Chatfield, I got a text message just now, and he wanted to verify something you said. You kind of just said it and glazed over. Vietnam War, 1973, Congress brought forward and passed, you said, in the U.S. House of Congress, House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, the War Powers Act, but Nixon vetoed it. It never became law?
No, it became, no, they got a two-thirds majority vote and overrode it.
Oh, they did override the veto.
Yes, they overrode it. Now, by the way, before the war started, we did have the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution that kind of authorized, this is way back in the mid-60s, authorized us to, and the whole Gulf of Tonkin incident is up in the air of exactly what happened, but the Congress did authorize a use of force, and that's kind of the basis upon which the Vietnam War, the congressional authority, went ahead. And so, yeah, that is the way that is. You know what? It is what it is. It's hard to... We live in the here and now. We live in the here and now. The Congress, and I understand there's a certain amount of jealousy between the branches, which is valid. Okay, Congress says, hey, we want this authority. This is in the Constitution. We have the authority to declare war. Okay, but when you're such a divided country, that is, it is the way it is. And so we live in the here and now. So I support the president. Well, you're supporting an unconstitutional war. Hey, come on. We've drifted so far, for so long, away from the original intent of the Constitution. To say, we're not ever going to fire a shot until we have congressional approval means we would be easy picking to any country to attack us. I don't know that we'd get a... If some country was to send a nuclear weapon and attack Washington, D.C., would there be enough support to get a declaration of war? I'm not sure we'd ever get anything. That's just it's the world in which we live. You have to attack with the wind. Everything is not perfect here. It's not. We believe in the Constitution, but we can see over the decades and centuries how we've drifted away from the original intent. I'm all for getting back as much as possible, moving in the direction of the original intent, but You can't fly. You can't sail right straight in the wind. Nothing will be accomplished. And what would happen is we would fall into anarchy, and then a timer arise, and we have no freedom whatsoever.
It'd be let me ask you this question, because I don't know if you saw President Trump's post on Truth Social, but he is asking the United States Supreme Court to reconsider, to rehear the birthright citizenship case, basing it on original intent of the Founding Fathers, claiming that their 14th Amendment arguments is not what the Founding Fathers intended it for. It was intended for the babies of slaves that were here at the time. That was the original intent. And this birthright tourism, have you seen the new billboards that just went up on the Texas border facing Mexico? Have you seen those?
Yeah. No.
Birthright tourism. $4,000. Bullet points. We will pick you up. We will take you to the United States. We will get you checked into a hospital. We will put you up in a hotel. And you'll be allowed to give birth to your baby. Packages starting as low as $4,000. Numerous of those billboards are now facing Mexico because of that Supreme Court ruling. And Donald Trump actually took a picture of it and posted on Truth Social in his application for the Supreme Court to reconsider. History said that they've never done it. I think there was one time they reheard a case back in the, I forget, 1800s, 1900s, whenever it was. But do you understand the importance of how badly we are getting away from original intent of our Constitution? Explain that part of it to our audience.
Yes, the 14th Amendment was after the Civil War, so they weren't founding fathers, but the people that wrote that wrote the 14th Amendment to secure the rights of freed slaves and all people henceforth born in America of the freed slaves. That's all that was about. No notion whatsoever of illegal aliens or anyone else becoming a citizen of the United States simply because they were born in this country. Now, the courts have ruled. Oh, so what do we do about that? Now, boy, that's a terrible, terrible ruling. By the way, it was Abraham Lincoln said, the intention of the lawgiver is the law. He said that. And there's a little bit of history behind that statement. He said that.
Well, lawgiver is legislators, not yes. judges from the bench.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right.
That's who the lawgivers were that President Abraham Lincoln was talking about. We're going to take a break. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Jeff Field. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, I'll let you wrap up your final thoughts for today.
Okay. So let me talk to what's the name of the conservative justice. Is it Barrett? What's the name of the lady that voted?
Amy Coney Barrett.
Okay.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy Coney Barrett. Okay. You know, Your Honorable Barrett, Justice Barrett, get attacked with the wind here. Don't you see what's happening here? Other conservatives saw what's happening. Now, what she would say, here's her argument. The text, exact wording of the 14th Amendment is clear. All persons born in the United States or under the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. Yes. I'm going with the Constitution, the exact words. And if you guys want to forbid illegal alien babies from being born, from becoming citizens, you got to change the Constitution. See, she's doing what I'm saying don't do. Hey, this is the here and now. You know what the people that wrote that believe and what they were intending. You know it. Now you're just being, kind of, in my view, just being stubborn, dogmatic. No, this is the Constitution. I'm taking it word for word.
Listen, literal interpretation.
Yeah, but don't you see who's voting with you? Can't you see what's happening here? You got to tack with the wind here. So, so if I'm on the Constitution, if I'm on the Supreme Court, which is obviously I'm not, but I'd say, look, I see the reading of the Constitution, but the people that wrote this had no intention whatsoever to allow foreigners to come to our country, even illegal immigrants to come to our country, have a baby, and stay here forever. That was not the intent of the lawgiver. And as Abraham Lincoln said, the intention of the lawgiver is the law. I would support President Trump and what his Justice Department, whatever they were arguing, his Solicitor General, whatever they were arguing, I'm with them. You got to see beyond 1866, I believe, was the 14th Amendment. You got to see beyond that. Look at what they were intending. You see, that's kind of the same thing I'm saying now. Yes, I want congressional authority for laws. I wish we could go back to that, but right now we can't. We can't. We got to support the president. Yes, yes. Only Congress can declare war. But, you know, we've been moving to this point for like 75 years now. Now's not the time to say, well, no, it's unconstitutional war. Let's pull out. Let's just leave Iran as it is and hope for the best and pray for our country. And we hope and pray that Iran will not go back and build a nuclear weapon and so on and so forth. But we're not going to use military force without congressional authority. That's the constitutional way. Listen, we live in a here and now. That doesn't work anymore. That just can't. It just cannot work.
Yeah.
And to me,
I pulled up the pocket constitution. 14th Amendment was ratified July of 1868.
Okay.
Now that's interesting because the war ended in 1865. What led to the 14th Amendment historically? Real quick, if you can bring it up.
The radical Republicans. The radical Republicans say we've got to ensure the rights of the freedmen. The Republican Party did that. And we need to do it before all these southern states come back into the Union, because they'll never. They would. The Southerners, the Southern Democrats, and the South at that time was solidly Democrat, would never have approved of it. We have to get this passed, and they did. And I'm for the 14th Amendment, although it has been stretched and misused so badly.
That's my point. If that was the original intent of July of 1868, how has the 14th Amendment applied to abortion? I mean, that's what they hung their head on, wasn't it, for Roe v. Wade?
No state should deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. State, you cannot deny this woman the liberty to control her own medical procedures. That's unconstitutional. That's how they make that argument.
Did it. Got it. Okay. All right. Well, it's going to be interesting because this War Powers Act argument, I don't. You know what? I think at this point, Donald Trump's term limited out. I don't think he even cares at this point. What are they going to do about it? What is Congress going to do about it? Take him to court?
Right. Well, the Congress has got to. Only Congress can spend money, so they could defund it. But I don't think they have they don't have the votes for that.
He can move money around. He's already done that.
Yes.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer's done the same thing in Lansing. Do you know Healthy Michigan? Rick Snyder? Remember Frank Foster? Well, guess what? Healthy Michigan has lost money every single year. And they told us at the Northern Michigan College, Rick Snyder on a Zoom, Frank Foster standing in front of us, said, if it doesn't save us money, we can end the program. You know what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's been doing for the last 8 years? Moving money around to cover the cost of it failing and losing money. They do it the time.
They do it all the time. And yes. We don't like it, whether on the state level or the federal level, but it is what it is. Now's not the time for us to get this great, you know, conviction. Well, we're not going to fight an unconstitutional war. We're pulling out,
right,
and so on and so forth. We can't do that. You can't do it. Can't do it.
Sunday, you're going to be, as a public service, on church on the radio, 11 to noon. What page should we open our Bible to?
Well, I think I'm going to talk about Hagar and Ishmael from Genesis. You'll have to tune in. That's what I'm going to preach on. You'll see.
Very good.
But Hagar
and
Ishmael.
Very good. God bless. Thank you. Final God hour bless. Today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of